Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wolf's Den. It is February already. Oh, gosh. Well, from where I'm sitting here in the Everfree Forest, doesn't really look like too much winter time still around here. We still got some cold here, but snow's pretty much gone. And, of course, according to the old groundhog, we're supposed to have 6 more weeks of winter, but hey... What does that little runt know, huh? Okay, tonight we tried to get, a hold of Red Tiger again via email, and I was telling him I was going to have a show tonight. If he wanted to participate in that show, let me know. And I never got a word back from him, so... Tonight's show, we're going to be doing a couple of song parodies that I have done for My Little Pony. Basically, it's My Little Pony parody songs. Tonight, I'll be playing you Ponyville, which is also mostly known as Margaritaville, and Pretty Philly, which is also known as Pretty Woman. And I listen to the music, and I turn around, and things just pop into my head, and words tend to click. Now, Pretty Philly was originally named. It was a parody done before by a geodesic dragon in one of his fanfic readings, but. He had it as Pretty Pony. I just switched Pony out for Philly, and I did it that way. But I will give him credit for doing what he did. But anyway. I do things like that here and there. The only problem is I usually upload these to SoundCloud, but SoundCloud sits there and goes, eh-eh. we can't host these ones because due to the fact that you ain't copyright and shit like that there. But, anyhow, but I feel if you change the words of the song automatically changes altogether. So, that with that being said, I've done quite a few other songs. What other songs? There's a couple songs up on SoundCloud that I did. And, like I said, one of the biggest ones, I'll Never Smoke Weed with Twilight Again, but that doesn't have any music to it, and... I've been trying to find the music for it and what have you, but, things like that happen. I'm on a karaoke channel on YouTube, I'm on a karaoke channel there. I listen to their, karaoke, that's one of the areas that I sing from. And there's another one, there's another karaoke channel, I forgot what the heck the name of it was, let me... Sound Snap, that's what it was, or Sing Snap, that's the other one. For those of you who like to turn around and sing, you know, SingSnap.com is basically a good thing for you to do. I got Ponyville, or aka Margaritaville, from YouTube, and Pretty Philly I got from the other one. But anyway, you know, that's what I usually do sometimes. I will kick back and I will, you know, a musical song will come to my head. I got several others that I'm still looking for music for. Hank Williams Jr., All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight. I was going to rewrite that to be All My Rowdy Bronies Are Coming Over Tonight, and All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down to All My Rowdy Bronies Have Settled Down. And that's two more that I was planning on doing. Of course, the ones up on SoundCloud, like I said, I'll Never Smoke Weed With Twilight Again, which is a big hit up there. Still, people are still listening to it, even though there is no music to it. And my voice, you know, myself, if I'm singing, I'm just downright terrible for some odd reason. but then again, that's me. If I, you know, it's like they say, you can hear yourself talk to other people, you sound all right. But once you record your voice, it sounds terrible. There's a thing on that, on MSN that I looked up, and it's due to the fact that we listen to ourselves because basically, when we speak, we vibrate. Our whole body vibrates. We speak out through our, according to them, through our mouth, through our nose, and through our ears. Plus, the hollowness of our skull vibrates, which they're trying to say most of us are pretty much empty-headed. And I can agree with that to a certain point. But anyway. I have two other songs up there. I think both of them, one of them is for Luna, which is, I forget what song that came from. Amanda from Waylon Jennings. And Nightmare Moon Arising, which is Bad Moon Arising from Creedence Clearwater Revival. Those are the other two I have up on SoundCloud. But anywho. Itchy. I had to bring up this show in a quick manner. I still got quite a few songs I want to download. Well, eventually what I'm going to do is I'm going to download as many songs as I can and put them on my computer. And then, you know, when we have a day like today where I don't have a guest, I'll turn around and I'll play those songs. And I had one person ask me on my Google Plus to do a religious song. And that's one thing I don't do. I don't try to put religious songs into a pony type of parody song. I cannot do it. That to me, I can't. I don't know. I don't want the religious community pissed off at me already more than what they already are. Okay, but anyway, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to play one of the songs for you right now that I came up with, and I'm going to turn around and I'm going to play you Ponyville, which I recorded, which is, like I said, Margaritaville. And just in my own basic, you know, how I sing it. And I hope you all enjoy it, because, like I said, my singing is off, and I was in a hurry to get this all done up. But here we go. Here's Ponyville by yours truly, Timberwolf. Wasted again down here in Ponyville.
looking for my next lick of salt. Some folks claim that Thursday really is a blame, but I don't. There's no pony's fault. I don't know the reason. I've watched every season. Nothing to show but the brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty. They say it's my cutie. How to fit here, I haven't a clue. Wasted again down here in Louisville. Searching for my next lick of salt. Some boys blame that they do the blame. Now I think, hell, it could be life's fault. I blew out my flip-flop, stepped on a pop-top, cut my roof, I had to limp on back home. Put the cider in the blender, and soon it will render. That frozen concoction will help me hang on, hang on. Wasted again down here in Ponyville. Searching for my next lick of salt. Some pony claims that they're the lead of blame. Now I know it's my own damn fault.
And that was my rendition of Margaritaville put into a pony parody type song. Actually, I sat here and listened to it for a little bit, and it didn't really sound too bad once I, you know, cleaned it up a little and put it in an MP3 file. In Wave, it sucked. I mean, seriously. I know Pretty Philly sucks. I mean, that one, this one that I have coming up, playing up here in a short, it was like, but I did that one in a hurry, so. But like I said, if you enjoy some of the songs that I recreate here, let me know. I'll try to get as many downloads as I can. Then if I get enough people to like it enough, I may end up turning around, contacting the original authors of the song, see if I can get permission to actually remaster them and possibly sell them. Maybe, So, but I'll probably have to have a band to actually go along with that, so who knows? Only time will tell. I'm more of a stand-up comic than anything else. I still got to do the You Might Be a Brony routine, but that's, I'm still working on that one. Whoopsies. There we go. Oh, my screen went blank there for a second. The screensaver started coming on. And usually when the screensaver comes on this thing, it automatically shuts everything down and goes straight to sleep. So I would have lost contact. I would have lost everything. So good thing I turned around and happened to notice. Usually before the screensaver... There we go. And I got my tongue caught on my eye teeth. I couldn't see what I was saying. Normally when my screensaver comes on, it'll go dim, and then a couple seconds later it'll go blank. I didn't see it go dim. It just went blank. But then again, I'm here on the uh, the Blog Talk Radio, which is actually gray in appearance. And if it kind of went gray, it kind of probably just matched its own color and didn't see it go on by. But anyway, let's stand by for a little bit of station identification, and I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf in the Everfree Forest.
And we sure are in the Everfree Forest. I understand that Season 6 is actually starting to come out. They're starting to actually show spoilers. And, of course, I guess everybody already knows that Cadence and Shining Armor's little foal is actually a unicorn, or an alicorn, excuse me. And which made me go to wonder. Now, this is a little tidbit I want to add on here. We already know that Celestia and Luna were born alicorns. We didn't know anything about Cadence. We didn't know if she was a unicorn at first and was made into an alicorn. From my understanding, that she is supposed to be the niece of Luna and Celestia. And that's one of the reasons why people are wondering, why was there an alicorn born? You know, but then again, what we have here, this is going to be the first actual birth that alicorn ever had. So basically, if you take into the knowledge, the alicorn's DNA structure, even if it was with a unicorn, a pegasi, or an earth pony, if it turns out to be female, it's going to turn out to be an alicorn. So we have basically our first alicorn birth from an alicorn. I think that's the only reason why it was born an alicorn. That's just my theory. But everybody's got their own theories. But like they say, opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one. Okay. So we got that out of the way. Oh, my goodness. Whew. Got a lot to say there on that one. But anyway, I hear it's supposed to be good, but all the ponies are supposed to turn around. It's like, it's amazing. You know, she gave birth to an alicorn. It's like, no shit, Sherlock. She's an alicorn. Okay? Now, I would probably a shit if it was a male alicorn, because as far as we know, there's no male alicorn. There goes my tongue stuck on my eye tooth again. I couldn't see what I was saying. According to popular belief, there was no male alicorns ever born. But that would have been a good twist right there if it would have been born a male instead of a female. Okay. All right, let's get on with my next pony parody song that I came up with. And this was, like I said before, was done on a fanfic reading by Geodesic Dragon on one of his things. He came up with the song, but instead of putting it as Pretty Filly, he had it as Pretty Pony. And I figured, well, Pretty Pony, if I sang Pretty Pony, that covers all the ponies, males and females. And I'm supposed to be talking to a female pony, so I had to put it as Pretty Filly. So I switched out Pony for Filly, and here's my rendition of Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman as Pretty Filly. Enjoy. Just like me. My rendition of Pretty Please. Now, I just got done listening to that one. I think I did that one in kind of a hurry because, actually, I already had the words to it, and the only problem is I kept putting it off. And basically, I'm trying to get sleep lately because, like I said, I got two jobs. I've worked two jobs, and on my days off, I usually sleep in. But if you hear something going on in the background, that's the heater going off. So, yes, I'm stuck inside a basement with a heater next to me. For those of you who do not, for those of you who actually first-time viewers of this. But, yeah, I think I just, you know, I sat there and I have to have at least two songs to put on the show today. And I just came up with Pretty Philly. And I just threw it together as fast as I could. I didn't get the balance of the music and the wording right, you know. But that gives you a pretty good idea. Once I've cleaned it up a little bit more, I'll remaster it and probably put it on again some other time. But like I said before, I'm going to try to do this stuff ahead of time. Ponyville, I did that, I think, about four or five months ago. It doesn't really take me that long to come up with the words and what have you. Sometimes at work I'll be walking around and I'll hear a song coming off someone's radio and it'll stick in my head and then I'll process it real quick and next thing I know I'm singing a pony parody to it. And then the next step is trying to find a karaoke song either on YouTube or the other area that I forgot again. But it's kind of hard to turn around and speak to you guys when there's a heater going on one side, me watching the timer on the other side and talking to you at the same time. That's why I like having a guest. I can sit there and we can bounce off back and forth and we can get interested in each other's conversation. But, however, like I said, I've got, plenty more songs I'd like to, you know, find the karaoke version to, and then I'll try to sing it. One of the things that I use Audacity, and Audacity is a great product. You should try it. And it helps you out a little bit here and there. But like I said before, I recorded this about 45 minutes before I had to go on air. So I had to hurry up, and I didn't do any practicing with it. But evidently, I'm a little bit better at country-type songs than I am with classic rock, as far as singing is concerned, as far as I'm concerned. Love classic rock. Don't get me wrong. I love the classic rock. And I'm more partial to classic rock than I am to country, but I say, you know, I like all music. You know, whether it be country, rock, reggae, you know, rap. But who knows, I might find a rap song. Try that for a change. Yeah, I can just see me rapping a Pony parody song. Yeah, right. But uh-oh. I love, no good. I didn't lose it. Like I said, also trying to watch the screen, making sure I don't blank out all the way. oh, Lord. I need a drink. Unfortunately, I have coffee right this minute. Usually I have a rum and Coke sitting in front of me, but my rum's a little low. I got to go out shortly after this show and pick up another yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum and some more Coke and Coca-Cola, not the other Coke. Now, come on, guys. That's just like what I say about Pinkie Pie, you know. Mrs. Cake wonders where all the powdered sugar goes to, and she ought to go upstairs to Pinkie's room. I found a straw and a line of powdered sugar, and you wonder why she goes so fast? Yeah, she's been snorting up that powdered sugar now. Come on. Hell, I even caught her one time trying to sell it out back of the bakery there. I was like, hey, you want some of this? She also smokes up the rock candy, too, so I... What the hell? that's just a little comedy humor that I'll be probably putting on when I do my stand-up or MLP, stand-up comedy. That goes along with my You Might Be a Brony. But like I said, I'm still working on that. But hopefully, also I'll be trying to get more guests to come up here. I'm going to try to get Red Tiger back up here again. But I'm also going to be trying some of the other fanfic art readers, maybe some of the others on YouTube who, you know, do commentary, stuff like that there. Try to get them up here. And if you do the blind commentary and you're listening to this program and you want to be on the show, just let me know there on Google, on my Google Plus, if I have you on Google Plus. Or if not, you know, just try to get a hold of somebody who knows me on Google Plus, and they'll let me know. And I'll get a hold of, and I'll get a hold of you via email. But I got about 90 seconds here. I actually got 60 seconds, about an hour. No, I don't have an hour. I have about 1 minute. so anyway, my next show will probably be next Saturday or this coming Saturday or next Sunday, due to the fact that I work Monday through Friday this week. So be prepared. I may have a guest. I may not have a guest. I may play some more music, or I may turn around and, you know, do the comedy. But until next time, this is Timberwolf speaking to you from the Wolf Den here, deep inside the Everfree Forest, saying, I will catch you on the flip side. I hope you all turn around and had a good time today. Let me know what you think of the music, and I'll catch you all later. You all have a good February, and I am out of here.